Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Izzy Perea. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 7th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's Associated Student Government unanimously passed a resolution to bring back ice cream to dining halls during a meeting yesterday night. While the university used to have soft-serve ice cream machines, they were removed in 2018 due to budget cuts and maintenance issues. However, students have been adamant about vocalizing their desire to have these back, bringing ASG to their new resolution. While it's a good first step to bringing ice cream back to campus, the plan still has to be approved by a university administrator to be put in motion. City officials are making plans to build a new skate park here in Evanston. At a meeting this past Tuesday, two designs were presented for the new addition to Twiggs Park, based on feedback received at their last meeting on the subject. It should include various structures that range from beginner to advanced levels, split across four zones. Construction is expected to begin in March of 2023, while the skate park should be ready for use by fall of 2024. Illinois State Legislature Democrats expect to end this fiscal year with the first budget surplus for the state in 25 years. They will be competing with other elected officials to create a plan to ensure taxpayers receive money back. These plans include proposals geared towards relieving inflation and awarding tax rebates. These and other issues will continue to be discussed until the spring session comes to a close in just 2 days. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is anticipated to be confirmed by the Senate today. This will be a monumental moment as it would make her the first Black woman to be a Supreme Court justice in the history of the United States. While far from having unanimous support, Jackson has gained the support of many senators, including three members of the Republican Party. Despite this, the vote is still expected to be very close. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Izzy Perea. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.